Okay, if I could have your brief attention, because I know all of our attention spans are brief.
Yes.
So, as I said a few minutes ago, I do like to get started on time. Bless you. In a way, excuse the casualness, but this room is just like fiery hot to me, and I know part of it is my nervousness, but I know it's got to be hot in here. So I've got the sleeves rolled up. I'm not going to wear my jacket or anything. So here we are, Fearless Video. Capture, convert, and dream. You're going to find out what all that means as we go along today. My name is Ivan Taylor. Since we don't have someone up here to introduce me, I'm going to introduce myself, because some conferences you get that, others you don't. You know, you're going to be really challenged today because I'm one that moves around a lot. I'll probably go out there and over here and over here, and I'll be up doing some stuff on the computer, or you can just focus in on the screen and keep up and listen to what I have to say. I am recording this on my trusty iPod, and I will have that recording available to you at the download site probably give me this weekend, because I've got a lot of things going on this week. It's been like the perfect storm of activities for me. Plus, okay, I'll say it, I'll go for the little heartwarming thing. I'm expecting my first grandchild sometime. Who knows? It'll probably be any time now. So just right in the middle of my presentation. But anyway, that's okay. They're 100 miles away. So anyway, first thing I would like to ask you is to turn off your cell phone. I know that disappoints some of you, or put it in pleasure mode. Okay. Also, we have been asked by the conference people, got ahead of myself. For those of you who came in late, we are having a drawing throughout this presentation, so make sure, Michelle, hand up again. Make sure Michelle gets your business card, or there's a slip to fill out your name and some information on it. They'll go in for the drawing. Drawing for some flash drives, and of course the Cadillac of prizes is a pound of See's candy. So, and no, it's not here, it's a certificate for a pound, so you don't have to haul it around all during the conference. So anyway, the conference people have asked that you try to limit your Wi-Fi use as you go around the conference, especially with streaming video and things like that. You know, checking your email and such, no problem. When you're in rooms like this, no problem as well. Okay. Now, I will be honest with you. I did not expect this here. I was expecting a room with people to sit there and listen to me talk, and we discuss things and everything like that. I did not propose this as a hands-on session. So there's not going to be a whole lot for you to do other than check your email and surf the web while I'm talking, like all good students do. So anyway, a little bit about myself. I'm a native Californian, born and raised in Southern California. Been here for 56 years. And have enjoyed most every minute of it. I used to work here, as well as here. I was at the Graduate School of Management. Now I work here, where I'm the Director of Instructional Technology and Video Everything. I also have my own company, which deals with my favorite activity, and that is video and audio editing. Okay? This is me on a good day. So I enjoy this a lot. I love giving you the information. I hope I don't overwhelm you too much with it. I also deliver classes in video, audio, editing, and stuff to secondary, higher ed, as well as private individuals and organizations. And I'm responsible for putting some things online, some instructional material online as well. I do enjoy walking long time on the beach, but I don't live anywhere near the beach. I live here. I'm a little bit east of Pasadena, and that's my house. This weekend, having a barbecue, You're invited to join my family and me. After the conference, come on out. We can have a good time. Just kidding. That's not a picture of my family. I drove out here this morning. I love this car. I just absolutely love it. Unfortunately, I own this. So, as I made my way out here, as you can see, it's about 100 miles or so, I passed my bank, as well as one of my favorite restaurants, which got me to thinking about my favorite food group. Okay. For the past 12 years, when I went by Ontario, I took a right turn and stopped, and I've presented at Tech Ed for those years. I don't know how many of you have ever attended a Tech Ed session. Usually it's within a few weeks of Q, so we don't get too many people going to either one. Well, Tech Ed kind of disbanded, then they joined forces with Q, and that's what brought me out here to the convention center today and here to the Hilton. And this is my first Q conference ever. So I'm a virgin, even at this age. I look forward to a very interactive session. And before we begin, I want to give you a big thank you for being here this early for some of you, and also looking forward to a good dialogue and exchange. My deal is answering questions. I love to answer your questions because those are the things that's why you're here. You have questions or things spur questions, and you want answers to them. Okay, I guess I should take my own advice. Forgot to do that.
No.
It can wait. It'll be there for another 30 years. Don't say it that way. Today, what I want to go over are the three things I mentioned at the beginning. Capturing. I get asked a lot about capturing video off of the web usually. Collecting it, you know, getting it from various sources, not just on the web, but through other means. Converting is the big issue, and as in talking with some of you beforehand, it obviously is a big issue. I'm going to demo some things and then leave it to your imagination on it. I by no means have all the answers, I will tell you that right now. And in fact, I have a specific way I do things. You may do it differently, that doesn't mean it's wrong. And that doesn't mean it won't work. And maybe, you know, we'll learn something. Maybe you have a favorite program that works great for you in a certain situation and that I've never used. Because I get locked into something that works for me and I just keep using it until they no longer develop it. I'm all about cross-platform, primarily Mac, Windows, some Linux, but not that much experience there. Also enjoy the low-cost, no-cost type of solutions, too. So, with that, why don't we go ahead and get started? This is a big issue. There are way too many options for our people. And the whole goal here I'm thinking of, that I'm asked about, is the fact that more and more our learners are taking this stuff with them. It's not that they can't access it on a web page. It's not that they can't do other things with it or see it in a classroom or have you present it to them in a session. It's that they want the mobility to take it with them. And with that comes problems. And it's the biggest problem is because there are too many devices, way too many, and they are not all compatible. The big issue with converting is size and compatibility. That's really what it comes down to. There are some little ancillary things, but for the most part, size and compatibility. We'll address those as we go along. Capturing, collecting, you know how you can get those types of things. What I'm going to show you is one program that I use extensively to capture. The reason I've got the real program up there, now, most of you aren't old enough to know the pain that most of us early computer users went through with Real Player in its bloatware. Had a terrible reputation. Well, they have done a good job. They have scaled it way back. It is the second best program I use to capture off of the internet, to capture off a website. And specifically, it's the Real Player SP. Now, I didn't put that down in your notes. I put some of the other links in your notes, but I didn't put that one down because I don't want to confuse you with Real Networks, Real.com, because the best place to get the Real Player SP is from their UK site. So you go real.co.uk. And the reason for the SP player is that it is more streamlined. It doesn't add a whole lot, and the ability to capture things is very solid. But the one I'm going to demonstrate right now is this one. Now, the problem here, and I will address it right now, you're only going to get this on Firefox. This is the only place that it works. Okay? I'm not a Chrome user, so I don't know if there are similar types of programs or plugins for Chrome or Safari or IE, although the new version of IE just came out. I haven't had a chance to try it. But again, what works for me, this program, Download Helper, captures 99% of the stuff you can legally capture out there. There are sites where you cannot capture stuff. You absolutely cannot download a video. One of them being Hulu. If you wanted to try to capture that, yes, there are things you can do, but that's not what this session's about. There are things you can do to capture on sites that you are not supposed to be capturing on, but definitely Download Helper for those sites is an amazing piece of software, and it's very well developed, and it's great cross-platform. So I'm going to slip out of this real quick, show you a quick demo of it. Okay, first one, and it's not important where I am, I'm just out here on the web at a site. Now you see the little churning balls up here at the top. That is, I'll go full screen here. That is an indication that Download Helper has found a video file, and it says, okay, do you want it? What I do first off is go ahead and start playing the file and go to the little down arrow. And I don't know, I'm on wireless here. So go to the little down arrow and you can see I've got how to rip DVDs with handbrake.flv. If I change the size of the download, down here I have the ability to adjust it to various sizes. If I go to the HD size, this will probably choke. But then I get the additional file that is being downloaded, which is the MP4. MP4 is a designation for an HD video, high definition video. Okay. So when you are downloading, if you expect to reuse whatever you might be downloading, either part of it or the whole thing. You're going to use it in a class session, you're going to use it on your school website or your classroom website, whatever. The best thing you can do is download the best quality one. It's easier to work with the highest quality and adjust it downward than it is to work with the medium or low quality and try to make them look better. So, all I would do is go ahead and select this. And it's going to ask me, okay, where do you want to save it? And I give it a location, and I click save, and that's it. I'm done. It downloads it, and I can still continue to surf the web or whatever. I'm not going to download it because I'm on a wireless connection, and it would be really slow. I have the file already here. That's how easy it is. And like I said, 97% of the time, easily, I am able to capture whatever video or audio. If it's just an audio file and no video attached to it, I have that ability as well with Download Helper. And I'm going to give you another example here, or show you another example. That's this one. Simple solutions for driving small screws into tight places. The thing about this is that it has a commercial beforehand, obviously to pay for the site. And I'm going to go ahead and run that. Yeah, I did it already. Okay, what I was going for here is that, like it showed when I showed you the two versions of the previous file. Let me do something else here real quick, see if it'll clear it out for me. This one has a commercial to begin with. It shows it as a separate file because it is a separate file being played first, and then the main file. Yeah, here we are. The main file is being played. So here you see it's Focus Rally HD. You know, I don't know what that is. But then once that commercial plays, then it would go to the main file to download. And they may both be AFLV files. So you got to make sure you're capturing the right thing, okay, is basically what I'm saying. Yes? Right. Exactly.
And it only works in Firefox.
Yes, it's a Firefox add-in. Any other questions about it? Does anyone here use Chrome and capture video? Okay. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure. I don't use it, so it's hard to say.
Do you run into an instance where you say, okay, I want to capture the best quality, but what you select as the best quality is better than the quality of the incoming video? You have to worry about that. Does that question make sense? I mean, can you over-capture?
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, what I mean is, say for instance you're saying, I'm going to capture this at HD quality,
mm-hmm.
but the incoming video was not HD quality.
It'll capture whatever you select. If you select the HD quality one, that's what it's going to capture. So it may be playing the 360p version or 320p version, but it's capturing the 720p.
Okay, so that's all embedded in there. You mean on CPC that line?
Right,
okay,
exactly.
So
yeah. No, I get your question now.
Okay.
No, that's fine. Okay, this is distracting, so I'm going to get rid of that. Here's the Download Helper homepage. The link is in your handout. One thing this also says, I'll get to you in just a moment. It says it's a video converter. I have never used it as a video converter, so I don't know how good it is. Simply because I got other tools that I use. And that's the only reason why. So, you know, don't feel that you couldn't use it as such. But, again, I'm not sure. I can't vouch for the quality of its conversions. Yes? Yeah, Michelle. Michelle has the handout. Just raise your hand or get to see her. If you came in late, need your business card to sign up for the drawing, and we do have a handout.
What program is this that you're running your presentation on?
PowerPoint.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 2007. Okay, what other ways can you capture video on a web page? What are ways that you use?
Jane. Oh. Take that.
No, that's okay. Oh, Jing. Okay, I thought you were calling out your name. No, you don't have to give your name first and then ask. What?
Drag and drop.
Drag and drop? Okay. Okay, drag and drop. And Jing, what else? Surprised I haven't heard it. One of the more popular ones. Okay, yeah, there are a lot of one-hit, one-trick pony type of programs. But Camtasia, I mean, as much as maybe that's my exposure to tech ed, because that's all they ever talk about. Of course, it's a very expensive program. There is a program called Cam Studio that is very similar, that is free. And basically what you're doing is you're capturing a section of your screen and it just captures what plays there, and then you save that as a video. So that's one way around it. You don't get a lot of choice on the quality of things as well. What were you saying? Yeah, it's an expensive program, but it does a lot more than just capture. I mean, you can do editing with it. You can repurpose that file into various formats, pretty much ready for anything to go. So it depending on how much you have to do this, it might be worth the investment. If you're just doing an occasional video now and then, well, it's not that big a deal. But if you're doing a lot of, because you have to develop for your website, and you have to convert a lot of video, or you have to, repurpose it, might be a good investment. Don't know. Okay, other areas, ways you can get video, obviously, is from CDs, DVDs, Blu-ray discs, things like that. You've got, TiVos and Apple TV, as well as Compact Flash. The reason I put that up there is because many more digital cameras are able to capture real good quality video. So they immediately write that file to the flash disk, that's the lower right one, and then makes it easy to transfer it into your computer. You can also get capture stuff from your mobile devices, whether it's a camcorder, like in the upper left, the Kodak Z18, or any of the devices, a netbook, an iPad, a Galaxy tablet, iTouch, iPhone, who knows. You have a lot of ways that you can get the video. That's really the easy part. This is the tough part, getting it to play back on your learner's device. You have gaming consoles you want playback on. I mean, you might as well get them where they live. If they're a gamer, if you can make it so that file can be downloaded to their gaming machine and they can store it there and watch it there and look at it like they do anything else, who's to say that's good or bad? Of course, various phones, whether you go with the Android, the Windows 7 phone, or the iPhone, the iOS phone. And the reason I say iOS is because that's the biggest crux we're going to run into today. And then tablets galore. I mean, tablet. We're being inundated with tablets. And part of that is, again, we get back to the operating system for the tablet, which makes it very difficult to produce one thing and have it be playable everywhere. Because you have three major competing operating systems for the tablet. Android, iOS, and now HP is coming out with its WebOS, that it bought from Palm, finally. This is it. They just don't get along. They don't play back for whatever reason. And I'll be going over that in a bit. Okay, what can we do? Well, to make things easy for you, I'm going to give you some basic tips in a few moments. We're going to get started with that on how to convert so that it goes across multiple devices, multiple platforms. But first, my buddy Kermit is up, and it's time for a drawing. So, now I will warn you here that Michelle is going to do the drawing. I'm not. But Michelle is allowed to win. Okay, so just so you know, hurry up. Oh, don't fold it. Unfold that. Nice try. I wouldn't want her to.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't pick the folded ones. Okay, so first up. Now, okay, these are not hermetically sealed in plastic or anything, but I have a 500 megabyte flash drive for you. Gonna do that. It's the way I get my exercise with these things. Okay. Don't look as you pull it out. I'm supposed to turn away. Okay. Read that name.
Frank.
Well, how many pranks could there possibly be?
Well, okay, Upland High School. There you go, Frank.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself with that. Okay. All right. Now, as we move along, converting. Some of the things you want to think about when you're converting. Boy, you win something and you just go crazy. NTSC is a United States and basically Pac Rim standard. If you get something from Europe, Middle East, and farther east, it'll be PAL, P-A-L. Now that's important to know because NTSC is roughly 30 frames a second, actually 29.97. PAL is 24 frames a second. So when you try, well, first off, you can't play back a PAL file with an NTSC-based application. You won't read it. You'll get it all screwy. The words will go, the audio will be faster than the video, and it just is terrible. But you can convert from one to the other. But because size matters, and the holy grail here is getting the least amount of file size for the best quality. I mean, that's it. You want to have the best quality picture, video, available to your learners with the smallest size. Because even though, you know, everything's broadband this and that and the cloud and all this other stuff, it still takes time to download, still takes time to stream, it still takes time to do these things. And if they are smaller, they're leaner, faster. Yes, sir? For, yeah, United States and the Pac Rim countries. PAL's the standard virtually every place else in the world. PAL. Like, you're my buddy, my pal. And because you're my buddy, my pal, and you brought that up, you get a free pin.
Oh, I love you, man.
Yeah. See, I knew you were my buddy. Okay, so one way to cut out file size is to cut down frames per second. So if you go to 15 frames a second, it'll basically cut the file size in half, as you can see here. Now, what is that going to do to picture quality? Well, in most cases, it's not going to affect it that much. Where it affects it the most is in action and movement shots. You know, sometimes you get that little skipping as you're watching it, and I'm not talking about because the stream is bad, but just the playback is kind of jittery. Well, they have 15 frames per second or even 10 frames a second, something like that, makes it difficult to play it back if there's a lot of action in it. But if you've got a talking head there, or if you're showing somebody mixing a series of chemicals, doesn't make any difference how clear and detailed that liquid is pouring into the test tube. So you could cut down via the frames per second. Okay, so that's one thing to consider. Audio size. Stereo is expensive in the sense of, or maybe I should say it's expansive, because it's a bigger file size. Unless you need the quality of the sound, the detail, if it's a musical passage that you're doing an evaluation on, then yeah, you're going to need to have that stereo sound because it's going to give you a deeper, richer, fuller sound. But if you've got somebody like me talking, I mean, today what I'm recording is in mono, and it's going to be a really small file that you can download for, you know, this presentation, however long we're going. So that's another consideration. To cut the file down, you cut out the stereo and go with mono. Bit rate is another issue. Bit rate is associated with primarily audio. And the bit rate, I don't want to start sending you into a nirvana sleep because I'm talking too much here. Let's say this. CD quality audio is 128 bit rate. If you take that in half and in half and in half again, so go to 64, 32, 16, 32 is a good bit rate for a mono dialogue, somebody talking, because you don't need to hear the other sounds involved. I mean, they're, you know, you don't need to hear the nuances of my voice at the deep end or at the high end. You just need to hear the words. But if we were playing an orchestral passage, you'd want to be able to hear the different parts of the orchestra. Okay, now picture size is the last area, and I'm talking about viewing size. So we have these, the standard definition, 1640 by 40 is pretty much the most common on the web. You get the little, the smaller ones, the 320, and of course the postage stamp size 180. Now, you can get by with 180 by 120 if you wanted to. It would, you're not going to be able to see very much. And in fact, what I would recommend, if you had, let's say you were interviewing somebody or you were putting up somebody's interview and you wanted to keep the file size down, and all they were doing was sitting there talking, instead of having it down this size, 180, just put up a visual of them and have the audio playing in the background. I mean, why do you need to have video of somebody sitting there answering a question? You really don't. And in a way, it can be very distracting because people straining to look to see whatever is going on, especially those of us with glasses. High def, now this is where everything's pretty much heading. You know, you're getting the wider screen, the much more rich detail and such. But again, with it comes the size issue. Now, what you have to take into consideration is what device are your people playing it on? Probably the biggest device is obviously a computer screen, so you can get by with something like a high def. But when it starts to get smaller and smaller, like a netbook, then it's going to have to do a lot of crunching to get it down to that size, the device itself. If you get it down to a tablet size, iPad or something along that line, iPads I think are 980 wide, but I'm not sure. So there's a little bit crunching there. You get it down to an iPod Touch size, which is, bless you, which is the littler screen, it's even smaller. But you don't want to get into an issue where you're trying to squeeze high def through that. You've got to convert it down or do what is called downsampling. Okay, you're not taking that high definition and just putting it out there and say, okay, play this back on your iPod Touch. No, you're going to have to convert it down for the people to make it a good experience. Yes?
So are you able then to take the video and have an HD quality and then at some point then convert it down depending on what type of application you want to run that video on?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Boy, you could have run this class. No, that's okay. That's great. That's exactly it. I must be doing good.
You're doing good.
You got through.
I know nothing about any of this.
Neither do I. So.
So is that the way you should do it, though? To prepare whatever it is you want to do at the highest quality?
As I said at the beginning, you want to capture as the best quality possible. So when you start throwing stuff away through algorithms and such, you're still retaining the best quality possible. Here's the big issue, making it compatible. We have two fields, two camps right now. You have Apple and you have the rest of the world, okay, roughly. You have Adobe and Apple, Flash versus iOS. Steve Jobs has said, Flash will not ever be allowed to run on an iOS device because of whatever his theological, you know, magical vision told him. I don't know. Flash video has become so pervasive for a couple of reasons over the years. One, it's on virtually every computer out there that is sold. That's the biggest thing. You know, it's got great market penetration. Two, you get good quality for small file size. What more could you need? The downside to a flash video is that it takes a lot of processing power to play it back. And that's where it gets to be problematic on these devices. Because right now, battery life on some of the handheld things is not long. You know, it's getting better and there's newer batteries and all that other stuff and you're waiting for more, but it still is a problem. So, what can we do? There is no magic bullet to do to make it so that it works great on every platform possible. And to retain our ultimate goal, smallest file, largest quality. So, what do we do? What do we have to do? Well, right now, for those of you who are not nerds and geeks, you can kind of treat me like the teacher in a Peanuts cartoon. So when I'm talking, you just hear wah, 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 wah. The rest of you, I'm going to talk briefly about this. Wrappers, containers, and codecs. Okay, a wrapper and a container are virtually the same thing. A codec is the parts, the recipe, as it were, that goes into the container. So think of it as a cake. You have a cake container. The codec is the recipe for a chocolate cake, is a recipe for a German chocolate cake, is a recipe for an angel food cake that is chocolate. They're all chocolate cakes per se, but they all taste different, and they may be able to be digested by one person but not another. Somebody may not like German chocolate and go pooey, and somebody else may like it. So the codec is all the ingredients of the file. The wrapper container is the file format. We've run into some file formats already. What have we run into? Anyone? John, don't be shy. NTSC. There you go, Roger. Anyone else?
ISO.
What?
ISO.
That's not a file format. That's an operating system.
MPEG.
Pardon me?
An MPEG,
yes. Boy, you're going to make me run. It's okay. Let's see if I can get it to you without running all the way. Ho! Just promise not to sue me. Okay, yes.
AVI.
AVI is one. We're going to address that one specifically. MOV is one. Oh, we'll get you a pin. MP4. Okay, yeah. So these are all file formats. So they are all pretty much containers. Who said MP4? Oh, the flash drive winner. All right. There you go. Okay. Now, to make it compatible, we have to deal with this. When I first learned about wrappers and codecs, this is pretty much my reaction. It's confusing, it's scary, you don't know what you're doing, you're going to make mistakes. After about 4 or 5 years, I went from this reaction to this. It gets even worse because it keeps changing. And that, whoa. Low battery? No! Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Hold on. Guess it would have helped if I'd plugged it in there. Sorry about that. Boy, and I was just building to the big moment. Darn. Okay. We'll be back in a moment. In fact, why don't we do a drawing while this comes back up, because we're close to a drawing anyway. This one is for a 1 gigabyte flash drive. And the winner is... Oh, can we read this one?
Andrea Brooks.
Andrea Brooks. Yay, Andrea. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming. Thank you, Michelle. Did you have the slip? Or?
Right here.
Oh, great. Thank you. So, Let's see if I'm back on line here. Now, here gets into that war again. The top icon is a flash video icon, flash icon, flash logo. The bottom one is QuickTime, your MOV file. Probably the most compatible right now, and it changes. When I proposed this class back in the fall, I would have given you a different answer for this. But right now, probably the most compatible codec, and a codec is compression-decompression algorithm. It's how the file information is treated to make it play back. The most compatible is the H.264. And when I say compatible, it's also meeting those other goals of file size and detail. Now, both of these wrappers, Flash and QuickTime, or MOV, will allow you to create H.264 codec file formatted movies, videos. So, go ahead. The format is the two at the top and bottom, flash and
then
that's the recipe.
Yeah.
Good question. Any other questions about that?
Do we need to know that in order to do what we want to do?
Yeah, because you're going to have to ultimately do one thing, and that is to select something. Now, to make this as easy as possible for you, one thing to remember, you only need to remember one thing, and that is presets. Use presets. Just use them. You go into a program, it has a preset for this, you select it, converts it, you're done. Now, trying to find the program that'll do that is the ultimate goal here as well. On the Windows side, this program, Format Factory, is an excellent program. I'm going to show it to you briefly. I'm not going to let it go through a conversion because of time. Ooh, getting a little behind here. But let's see. Here's Format Factory. Basically, you bring your file into it. You just drag it into this area. Over here, you select what you want it to convert to. It's a video file, and you want to go to an AVI file, or let's say you want to go to a mobile device, you just select that preset, you click convert, let it do its work.
So this is after you've already collected?
Yes, this is after. This is assuming you have the file, the video file in your hand. Yes, Roger.
Mm-hmm. I would have to convert, use Format Factory to convert the HD down.
Okay, and because we talked earlier, I would say forget about Format Factory.
Okay.
I'll just leave that little side thing. For the general population, you don't want to have to think about things, use this program. You just bring it in, select what you want it to do, and let it go to town.
How expensive is the program?
It's free. Is that too expensive for you?
Yes.
And there is a very little learning curve. You don't have a lot of options. You just select a preset. That's it. And you live with the quality that you get. And I don't say that disparagingly. I mean, you just live with it. And if it works for you, great. The next one I'm going to show you, and I'm just going to show it to you because I'm running a little bit out of time here, is called Handbrake. Now, Handbrake is a program that allows you to rip files from a CD or DVD or a Blu-ray in some instances. It is cross-platform, but basically it is a a program that allows you to rip out video from a CD or DVD or Blu-ray.
And
it's free and it's cross-platform, Mac and PC, or Mac and Windows. With some limitations. Yes?
I played around with this a little bit, and oftentimes when you convert it, then you get this watermark over it.
Right. And that's what I was going to address. The reason, if it is a protected DVD, you might run into problems. What you need to do is, you've got my email address. If you run into that problem, email me, and I will guide you in the right direction. We just leave it at that. I mean, I don't want to say, oh yeah, I'm going to teach you how to rip things out of protected stuff, but there are ways to do it, honestly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There are ways to get around protections, but that's not the focus of this class. For the majority of DVDs, especially ones that are homemade, you know, your students come in, and they bring you a DVD, hey, here's something I want the class to enjoy or whatever, you could just rip out the segment of it, go forward from there. This program, VideoLAN or VLC, this is another cross-platform. It's cross-platform in four areas: Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. Steve Jobs does not want it on iOS. This is the Swiss Army knife of video viewers. If you have this program and if you have a video file, you will be able to see it if it's a good video file. Or it will let you know that it's a corrupt one and it can't play back on anything. I have yet to have a video file fail to play back in this program.
Would you say if I have a video file, if I view it in here, then guaranteed pretty much everybody else would see it?
If they're using VLC.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. Just this video viewer. Yeah. It is also, you can do some conversion with this program.
How do you do that?
Pardon me?
How do you do that with VLC? You can convert from one, like AVI or whatever.
Well, it's limited. Okay. Are you on a Windows or a Mac machine? Okay. Well, I'm going to give you like I said, the big drum roll secret thing is coming up in just a moment, that you won't even need to worry about this in terms of the Windows side. Mac side is a little different, but I have a solution for that. I have recommendations at the end here. But this is good just for playback reasons. It also allows you to get information about your file, what the size is, what the codec was used. You may not know. You can get an AVI file, but it could be an MPEG 4 codec, it could be an H.264, it could be an Aug Orbis, Theora. I mean, it could be any kind of type of codec used on it. And the reason you need to know that is it helps you to determine what is the best codec to use in converting that particular file. Okay, well, we already did that drawing. So, now the dream. Here's what we would like. We would like a one-click, no-cost, no-learning-curve, batch converter, fast as anything else, cross-platform application.
Yes.
Boy, if we could all just put our heads together, develop that, we could retire. That's the dream. And it's a fantasy right now. There is no program that'll do this. I can get you close, but I can't get you to this. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are some paid solutions that might be good for you. One of them being, some of your video editing programs will also do some conversion. So it might be good to invest $50, $100 if you're going to do this on a regular basis. But the time you take to learn that, if you're not doing it regularly, you have to relearn it every time you go to do it. So it makes it a little more difficult. Okay, I can get you close because of this. So basically, I can get you to it, a conversion. If you have the file in the program, you can get to a converted file in two clicks. You select the preset, you click convert. Just like we talked about in Format Factory and a lot of others on the Mac side as well. You know, they have those that will just do that. You just use the preset. And I'm saying that because you don't want to be troubled with having to really think about it. It's when you start getting into problem files, or if you're trying to get absolutely the smallest possible file or the best quality, that you start tweaking it. Now, my recommendations. One thing I will say, on the Mac side, spend the $30 it would cost for QuickTime 7 Pro. It is the best $30 you will ever spend. It comes with a plethora of codecs to export out, convert. Parian is a free preference panel on the Mac side that gives it even more ability, gives QuickTime even more ability to read various formats and to convert to them. So for a mere $30, you are golden on the Mac side. Majority of your conversions can be done there. You still would be using FLV or VLC, and you would be using, you know, Handbrake for the other things, but for the most part, QuickTime Pro would be your best choice. Yes, sir?
Okay, so very quickly, if you have QuickTime 7 Pro, you still are recommending that we should get the second one?
Parian, yeah. Yeah, it's free.
Okay.
It's a free download, and it's a very good program. It gives you even more capability on the Mac side. On the Windows side, this will address your question, your issue. On the Windows side, this is your one choice. It's from eWriteSoft, and the program is called Super. It is on your handout, where to go to get it. Now, don't panic, because I'll tell you, you know some guy that, you know, is a programmer that doesn't get out too often, definitely doesn't engage in social conversation of any type, developed this interface. Okay. It is...
So do we have to say engaged?
Possibly. It's the worst. But, again... What do you want to remember?
Preset,
okay? Up in the upper right area, your output, you select what you want it to be. And it puts in all the little numbers and designates whatever you want. And I'll demonstrate it in just a moment. Any question? Free. Yeah. I'm going to take you to the web page for it. And I'm going to do that again to shock you, because in and of itself, you can tell he probably isn't a web person, because here is where you go when you type it in. Oh, it gets better. But the reason I take you here is because it tells you all of the various codecs you can use, all the output containers, the wrappers, and everything else. And if you want to download it, you keep going, we're not even close. Start downloading. You think, oh, it gets uglier. But the subsequent pages, you have, I believe you have two links in your handout for it. Or did I just put the one?
Just the one.
Okay. You go down to the very bottom, and you select Start Downloading. You'll go to another page. And you go to the bottom of it, and it'll say Download Here, and you'll go to another page. You go to the bottom of it, and finally you get to the page that you can actually download it. But the reason I want you to go through these various pages is because of the information on these pages. It will tell you the various codecs, that it uses. It all comes with the program. You don't have to add anything else. You don't have to go and get anything else. And subsequently, you can see what type of choices you have in terms of the codecs to use to convert. Now, there it is. Super. You definitely need... Oh, you're welcome. You definitely need a good powered machine for this, okay? Especially on any conversion type of program, you really do. The more power you can throw at it, the better. Here it is. So we basically drag, I'm going to do this just real quick and show you how. Okay, so I'm going to take this, how to rip a DVD, just drag it in here, drop it there, and basically, it already recognizes what the video size is, the aspect ratio, the frames per second, the bit rate for it, you know, what it is already, the type of audio it is. This is your bit rate on the audio as well. One or two channels is stereo or mono. And then you come up here and you select output container. You want to go to any one of these. So here's Apple iPad, and it automatically switches everything. And another thing that sometimes is annoying, but it is handy, when you roll over sections, it gives you the little tip. The unfortunate thing is it always gives you the little tip every time you roll over it. It just frustrates me at times. So here's what it's going to do to make this flash video an MP4 to play back on an iPad or iPod. And it's already plugged in. The dimensions it's going to use, you see it's going to make it a little larger than it was before. Same aspect ratio, same frames, different sound quality. It upped the sound quality because that's what comes out. It gives you the information down here of what your output is. And basically, you click on encode and away you go. And I mean, literally, away you go. You go take a walk, go have something to drink, let it do its thing. And you can do batches of them. The only thing about the batches is you can only do the same format for each one. So if I wanted to convert a bunch of flash videos to iPad, then I would drag them all in here and say, go ahead and encode. But if I wanted to do one flash for iPad and another one for an HP tablet or something like that, I would have to do it separately. This is it. This is as close as you're going to get. This is almost the perfect program for right now. And I'm sure it will change soon. All right, little quick wrap up here. Oh, I've got to close this. It likes to stay on top if you'd let it. All right. Okay, we've gone through the three areas that I talked about, just a moment, capturing, converting, and then our dream program. You put it all together, you have the means for creating that fearless video that I talked about. Your question, sir?
I'm sorry, on that mean right to stop super?
Mm-hmm.
Does that convert audio too?
Yes, it'll do audio-only conversions. You just turn off the video part.
Because yeah. I had to submit something back east. MP4 format,
uh-huh.
And mine was the other.
Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't know how to convert it. So.
Right. Okay. Two last things, real quick. We have our last drawing for the See's Candy, but then we also have two other things I want to talk about. This is extremely important. Please take some time, either tonight when you're, back in your hotel room or later today when you have a break, to go and give this session an evaluation. I would appreciate it. I know the conference people would appreciate it. Whether you want more sessions like this or you don't, whatever, they're trying to adapt things to you. Now we have the one last drawing.
Can I get in on the deal? Just
you already won. No. You won a pen.
You can mix it up really well.
Yeah. Don't worry, I will. After I take it out. No. Okay. Here we go. I have one more thing after this, and it is
Patrick.
Oh, Patrick, all right. Okay, Patrick, come and see me afterwards, and we'll do it. Okay, the last thing I want to say to you, I say this to all my classes, first off, it's been a pleasure. I thank you, Michelle, for all your help, and as well, thank you for coming and being a part of this session. I want to leave you with two thoughts. One, neglect not the gifts that are in you. You are here trying to improve yourself. Keep doing it. Don't stop improving your skills and passing them on. The other thing is this. It's never crowded along the extra mile. We all go the extra mile for our learners. We do it for ourselves. Don't stop doing it because it isn't crowded there. Once you break through the pack of mediocrity and normalcy, you will see how much nicer it is in that extra mile area. With that, I want to thank you for coming today. I appreciate it. You've made my virgin time here at Q an extraordinary experience. I thank you. Enjoy the rest of your conference.